We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Chan Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Menachos Perek Dal and Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah is going to deal with the Minchas Kohen HaMashiach, the Minchas Chavit, and we mentioned this several times that there's a Mincha brought on a Machavas. That's why it's called Chavit. And the Machavas is the flat frying pan as opposed to the Marcheshes, which is a deep frying pan. This was brought every day by the Kohen Gadol. The pasuk says in Vayikra Vav Asiris Hayifas Soles Machatisa Baboker. So there's a tenth of an ephah of flour that's brought, and half is brought in the morning, half in the afternoon. It's mixed with 3 log of oil, as opposed to other menachos where it's only 1 log with the yisaron. Here you have 3. Kohen Gadol donates this himself, and it's baked into 12 loaves, similar to their matzah. They're similar to the 12 matzos of the Lechem Apanim. And here, the Kohen offers half it in the morning and half in the afternoon. So the Mishnah here says, Chavite Kohen Gadol lo hayu ba'os chatzoyim. The Chavitim, the Kohen Gadol, this Minchas Chavitim, the brought every day of the Kohen Gadol, was not brought in half, which means even though half was brought in the morning and half in the afternoon, nonetheless, it has to come from an Yisaron. One Yisaron, a full Yisaron, Asiris Aifah of flour has to be Mekadesh that. And then that he does in the morning, and then he can bring and that flour, then he brings half in the morning, half in the afternoon. How is it brought? So that's a debate amongst the Rishonim. Some Rishonim claim that you bake them, and then you split each challah in half, and you makriv 12 halves in the morning, 12 halves in the afternoon. And others claim, no, you makriv half, 6 challahs in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, and if, according to the second opinion, you don't have to bake them at the same time. You can bake 6 in the morning, and then bake 6 in the afternoon. And make sure to bring them as this carbon. And remember, when it comes to a carbon of a Kohen, a carbon of a Kohen is completely burnt. So the same thing is true when it comes to the Minchas Chavite. So once again, Chavite Kohen Gadol lo yubos chatzayin ela mevi isaron sholem, a full isaron in the morning. V'chotzeo, then he splits it. U'makriv mechza baboker mechza ben harbaim. Then the Mishnah says, V'kohen shehikriv mechza b'shacharis umes. Let's say you have a case where the Kohen Gadol brought half in the morning, let's according to the second opinion, brought 6 of the chalos in the morning, and he has 6 left over. And now, but then he dies. So now they appoint another Kohen in his stead, and we have Uminu Kohen Acher Tachtov. Says the Mishnah, what should he do? Should he bring the other 6 chalos he has to bring, or maybe bring another Yisaron? How does it work? Lo yavi chatzi Yisaron mibeso, velo chatzi esrono shel rishon. So 2 things he should not do. The new Kohen Gadol should not bring a half Yisaron from his home to bring. So we figure like this. The first Kohen brought a half Yisaron, so I only have to bring half Yisaron. I'll donate half Yisaron and bring, let's take 6 chalos, whatever it is from that, in the afternoon. So that he should not do that. The Mishnah says, not only that, he should not bring the other 6 chalos that were left over from the Kohen Gadol who passed away. What should he do? Elamevi Yisaron Shalem V'chotzeu. He himself, it's the afternoon now, and we only need a half Yisaron. Nonetheless, he's going to bring a full Yisaron, and V'chotzeu, and he splits it. U'makav Mechza, and now, of course, it's the afternoon already, so he's makav half of that Yisaron. U'mechza Avan. And the other half is going to be lost, literally. You have to leave it over till it becomes possible overnight, and then you burn it. Nimsu, the Mishnah says, you end up finding out what you end up doing. What do we end up doing here? Nimsu shnei chatzoyim kravim, u'shnei chatzoyim ovedim. We end up being makriv 2 halves, which of course was the first half of the original Kohen Gadol, and then 1 half of the second Kohen Gadol, and 2 are lost. The second half of the first Kohen Gadol and 1 of the halves of the new Kohen Gadol are going to be, you wait till they pasul belina, then you have to burn them. They're not placed on the Mizbeach though. Then the Mishnah says, lo minu kohen acher, but let's say they didn't, so you have the Kohen Gadol, he brought half in the morning, and then let's say the 6 chalos in the morning, and then he dies. And they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol. So what do we do now? Mishel mihaisa kraver, we said that the Kohen Gadol is the one who donates the Minchas Chavitin every day. We don't have a Kohen Gadol now, so what do we do for the afternoon? Mishel mihaisa kraver, from whom do we bring this Minchas Chavitin, the flour, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishel tzibur, Rabbi Shimon says it comes from the Trumas Halishka, which we learned in Masech HaShkalim, from money that people donated to the Beis HaMikdash. That's for Karbanos. That's where we get the money from. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Mishel Yorshim. No, it comes from the Yorshim, those who inherit the Kohen Gadol, who had passed away. If they haven't appointed a new Kohen Gadol, so the Yorshim of the original Kohen Gadol, we use their money money from take money from the estate, and that's where we bring the minchas chaviter. How is it brought? So the Mishnah says ushlema hasakreva. This tenth of an eifer, you have to bring a full isaron. But this, what it's saying is as follows. We could go without a Kohen Gadol for a little bit of time. So what do? When we don't have a Kohen Gadol, but we are bringing it from, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the Yerushim, or according to Rabbi Shimon and Michel Tzibur. So how much do we bring? So the Mishnah here says, interestingly, it has to be in Isaron. But that means not in Isaron and split it. No, Ushlema Hisakreva. It is a complete Isaron, a full Isaron in the morning, and a full Isaron in the afternoon. An Asir Seifa in the morning, Asir Seifa in the afternoon. And that's true according to Rabbi Shimon, who says it comes Michel Tzibur, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it comes from the Yarshim. Either way, it has to be a full Isaron in the morning and a full Isaron in the afternoon. Why is this? So the Gemara brings the following price. The price says, Kohen Gadol Shemes Velominu Kohen Acher Tachtav. You have a Kohen Gadol who died, and then you appoint another Kohen Gadol. This is, of course, a Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. From where do we know that the mincha should be brought from the Yorshin, those who inherit this Kohen Gadol? Tamil Amar, according to the Pasuk in Vayikra Vav, V'hakohen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibanav Yaseh Osa. So the Kohen HaMashiach, of course, is the Kohen Gadol. But what the Pasuk is saying is like this, V'hakohen HaMashiach, he, of course, is the one who's supposed to bring the Minchas Chavitin when he's alive. But what does it say in the pasuk? It says, "Tachtov mi banav yaseh osa." What do we learn from there? It means if he dies, so then his children are going to bring it. That is, so that is the drusha of Rabbi Yehuda. But I still don't know. Okay, I know that the Yoshim bring it. I still don't know that I bring a full Isaron. Why in the morning and a full Isaron with them? Two Esronos, a full in the morning, a full in the afternoon. Why don't I just bring one Isaron and split it like we normally do when we have a Kohen Gadol? So because of Tamil Amar, the pasuk says osa. It says tachtov mi banav yaseh osa. Osa means it, the whole thing. Kula v'lo miksasa. This is still the words of the Braisa, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. So I have tachtov mi banav yaseh. That teaches me the children are going to bring him. There's no kohen. And osa, it has to be the fully saron. Fully saron in the afternoon and a fully saron of flour in the fully saron in the morning and fully saron in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, pasuk there says chok olam. It says, the pasuk continues. And you know what chok olam means? It's a law, olam mishel olam. It comes from the world, literally, which means it comes from the tzibur. And then it says, kalil taktar, it should be completely burnt on the mizbeach. That means kula shetei kula bahaktara. The whole thing is burnt, which means it should take a full isaron, not split it in half, full in the morning, full in the afternoon. So both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a pasuk to teach you it should be a fully isaron in the morning, fully isaron in the afternoon when you don't have a Kohen Gadol. You're waiting, when the Kohen Gadol died, you're waiting for another one. Rabbi Yehuda, the word osa. Rabbi Shimon, the fact says kalil taktar. And each also has a proof text for their position as to where the money comes from for the minchas chavitin. When the Kohen Gadol passed away, we don't have someone who takes his place. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says mibanav yaseh tachtov mibanav yaseh. And according to Rabbi Shimon, chok olam. Olam means mishel tzibur. Just one last point, the halacha from the beginning of the Mishnah, where we said that the minchas chavitin, bring one isaron, and then you split it. And the pasuk says, machatz isah baboker, machatz isah ba'arv. How do I know that I'm supposed to bring the whole thing in the beginning, and then just split it? So what does it say? It says, machatz isah, half of it. It doesn't just say half. Half of it means I'm supposed to have, each time I bring a chavitin, I should have a whole, and the whole is divided. And I take half of it, of the whole, and that's what I bring. Perek Dalid. Oh, no, that's where we begin. Oh, Perek Hei. We begin Perek Hei. Mishnah Aleph. Kol ha-menachos ba'os matzah chutz mechametz shebatoda u'shtei halechem shehein ba'os chametz. We've mentioned this many times. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, generally speaking, the menachos we speak of are brought as matzah. The Torah says, let's say the ma'afei tanur mincha, which we mentioned in the introduction. There's chalos matzos and rikike matzos. So the Torah says matzos. The chalos will discuss exactly how they're baked, the two of those, but that's the category of the ma'afei tanur mincha. What about the minchas machavas? That's the regular frying pan. Matzah tiyeh, it says. And as we'll see, the rest of the menachos as well also come matzah, with the exception of chametz of the Todah. The Todah had 40 loaves. When you brought a carbon Todah, thanking Hashem for the four cases where a person was protected or saved, which we mentioned in the past, 10 of those 40 loaves are chametz, the rest are matzah. And the shtei alechem, of course, of Shavuos, which are chametz. That the Torah says already. The Torah says when it comes to Todah, it says, al chalos lechem chametz yakriv korbano, al zevach todas shlomov. So you have 10 of those loaves are, the Torah says, chametz, and shtei alechem. Mimo Shavuos lechem tabiyu lechem Tinufa. So the Mishnah now addresses how, and we'll go through the other menachos as we go through the Mishnayos, but to understand that they're matzah and how they were prepared. But now we have the question: is how exactly did we make these the Todah and the Shtei Alechem? How do you make them chametz? To make some of the chametz, so it has to ferment. You need a saor, you need sourdough. So how would we do that, considering the fact that a mincha has a certain measure and should not be more and should not be less? So if I have sourdough that's placed in order to make it to ferment, so it becomes chametz. So how do we do that exactly? So here we have a machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer, Soor Bodela Hen Mitochan Umechamson. So the Bar Tanur explains Rabbi Meir like this. He says, Mitoch Isaron de Todesh de Lechem Hayamotzi Sor. He would take sourdough out of that Isaron. Shayalosh min Asolis Ma'at La'achar Shenimdad. He would need some of the solis a little bit after it was measured. Vitom Nobis Solis. And then bury it literally inside the solis. Umischametz me Elov. And it becomes chametz by itself. Umimenu mechametz hasha'or. And with that, he's able to make the rest of it chametz. So he's taking a little bit of the flour from the isaron. So the isaron is the measure. He takes some of that. You don't want to bring an extra. So you take some of the isaron itself, take that flour, mix that with water. Then you can bury it down into the flour. It ferments. And then you can use that, and that will make the rest of the flour of the milcha. That will make it into chametz. And this way I used from that flour itself. Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Saor Bodela Hen Mitochan, take sourdough out of them and Umechamson, and make them chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hi Eina Min Amuvchar. He says that's not preferable. Why? So Bar Tanur says She'ena Mechametz Es Yafeh Lefi She'ena Saor Mechumatz Yafeh. He just made the saor right now. That's not going to ferment this mixture very well. It's not so. Therefore, I should do something else. Where am I going to get? I need saor from elsewhere. So where the saor I know is going to serve as a leavening agent, and it'll be it will be able to ferment the whole mixture much better than Rabbi Meir's suggestion. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Elamevi min has es hasaor, bring sourdough. What does that mean? You bring some dough of your own and put that inside the klisharis before you even measure the isaron. And then v'nosein l'soch hamida, so you put it into that measuring kli, and then this is just the measuring kli, and then you're going to fill the rest of that kli with the flour that you need for the mincha. So this way, the sourdough itself, that saorb, it becomes kadosh as part of the saron with the mincha all the way from the very beginning. And this way, a hot sourdough that's really saor that's really going to ferment the whole mixture. So umamalei hamida, and then you fill up the midah with that being part of that measure from the beginning. Amulo, so they said back, I guess Rabbi Meir or whoever was on Rabbi Meir's side in this issue, they said, Afi ha'isa chaser o yisera. That's not good, because now it's chaser, it's missing, it's deficient, or yisera, or now, or maybe it's more. What does that mean? Where are you taking this sourdough from? from somewhere else, so you won't have the right amount. The isaron has to be flour. So if I put sourdough in the flour, and that isaron is supposed to be part of the measure of the isaron, you're not going to get the right measure. Because let's say that sour that you put in that sourdough had very little water. So then it's going to be very dense, and it won't have as much of a volume as a flour that we would like. So then, I'm going to have the proper measure. The Bar Tanuri says like this. He says, if I do it this way, Einu machzik nafach gadol ki ilu haya kemach. It's not going to literally take hold of a nafach. It's like the swelling. It's not going to swell as much. It's going to be too dense. And because it's too dense, v'dim tzol yisaron yoser, I'll end up having more that fills up that mida, that measuring clay. I'll end up having more than I really need. Very little water there, a lot of flour. That's a lot more really than I need that fills up that measuring kli. If I didn't have that sourdough and I put in regular flour, it would not amount to as much flour as I have now with this sourdough that's very, very dense. So that's why, and let's say I had a lot of, I mixed that sourdough, had a lot of water from the beginning with, so now my sa'or will take up more space than regular flour would, and I'll end up, it'll be deficient, it'll be chasera, and therefore says Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Huda, your suggestion certainly does not solve the problem. How would Rabbi Huda respond? He would say, when we speak about an isaron is not the amount of flour, but what the isaron, that midah, that measuring kli that they use, is it full? And that held an isaron. So whether it's holding just flour, or it's holding flour and a little bit of sourdough, that's okay. As long as you fill it to the top and you have the right, and the contents of that are flour, so then that's okay. Even though it's not exactly an isaron of flour, that's acceptable, because at the end of the day, you filled the kli to the top. Obviously, Rabbi Meir disagrees and holds you need a regular isaron of flour in that midah, in that measuring kli.